What if feeling lost wasn't a failure, but an invitation? I think most, if not all of us, have had moments of feeling disoriented, disconnected, and secretly wondering to ourselves, how did I get here? You're not broken or behind. You're just in a moment that requires faith and not shame. Sis, if you've been trying to hold it all together while quietly falling apart, this episode is for you. Here we find grace. Here we find hope. And here we find a path forward. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us, but I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hey, 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 and welcome back to Blocking Your Purpose. I hope that this finds you doing great, feeling well, and doing something for you. All right, as you continue to unblock your purpose. For those of you that are new, welcome to the show. I am so grateful that you are choosing to listen to me for just a few minutes. And for all of you that continue to listen, thank you so much. You know, it means absolutely everything that I am able to, you know, walk in my purpose and to do what I know that I've been called to do. So thank you for doing that. This episode is not going to be very long, and I will say that maybe it might feel a little more down, but it really is meant to encourage you. I know that we have all kind of had moments, especially in motherhood, maybe in relationships, whether it's romantic or friends or whatever that is and looks like, maybe with parents or family, where we felt lost. And we, instead of trying to accept it, we're trying to change it. We're trying to make it better. We're trying to do all these things, right? And sometimes it just does not turn out in the way that we want. And so I just wanted to use this time and use this space to, you know, say that it's okay and that you're not alone. And that, not that you need it from me or from anybody else, but it is, you know, you have permission to feel lost. You do not have to have it all together all the time. There are going to be ebbs and flows in life. And so I remember, you know, having gotten married, moving, like permanently kind of moving from Texas as I got into my marriage and then starting to have children, career was picking up and just kind of going through life, going through the motions, grateful, but still going, just going through the motions. You know, we were just, I was living, but I wasn't really thriving. And it even got to a point where I was like, I need help. And I just felt angry a lot. I felt sad. And it was interesting because I never really felt depressed. But looking back, I just, maybe I was dealing with that, right? But I will tell you this. I was like, I have to get a therapist. And so I did. And she's amazing. And I still see her. Actually, I saw her a few weeks ago. And she allowed me space and gave me, you know, that room to deal with what I needed to deal with. And that was first, you know, giving myself permission to feel lost, to have all of these things that look great. And maybe people would look at from the outside as like, oh my God, you're so lucky or whatever, but me still feeling lost. And so I had to grant myself that, to give myself grace, to give myself some peace, to give myself, you know, that permission to have that moment. And then to basically say, now you have a choice. Jada, what are you going to do? Are we staying here or are we going to change it and move forward? And so, if that is you today, take the time you need, find that space, find that grace. If you need to talk to someone, definitely do that. If you want to come to the community, do that because we are here to help encourage and inspire and motivate and all of those things. But give yourself permission. It is okay. And you can definitely take steps to turn it around. I saw this verse and it hit my heart, and I thought it was very imperative to this topic. And so it's from Psalms 34, 18, New International Version, NIV. And it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." So I think a lot of times when we are going through whatever our experiences are that is leading to more negative thoughts or feelings, emotions, those sort of things, we just don't know how to cope. I mean, we're probably turning to something, right? Whether, and no judgment, so whether that's, a drug of choice, or maybe like me, you're shopping and spending money. 'Cause I came to understand that I felt like I had control there, And even now I have moments where if I feel like I don't have control of like work or things going on in the house, I'm like, I can't control this phone, and I can buy something, but then I have to realize that, like, hey, you're just experiencing something that you are trying to escape from. You're trying to get away from it instead of addressing it. And I always tell everybody, including myself, you have that moment. Hey, things are going to happen to you. Things that either maybe it is self-inflicted, right? But maybe it's something that happened to you that you didn't have control over. So either way, however it happens, yes, take that time to feel the feels. Cry if you need to. Maybe if it's a good thing, jump around or whatever, share with somebody. But then how do we move forward? So yes, having those moments of feeling like you're in despair, or for me, having all these things but still feeling lost, I had to realize that, yeah, I needed something. And yeah, therapy is wonderful. It was great. But then I also had to understand, like that verse said, he is here to heal our broken hearts. And if we are able to trust, which is so big for me, maybe I need to talk about that. Trust is such a big thing for me. But if you are able and willing to trust in him, give it to him, then he can heal your broken heart. And a lot of times that's what it is. There's something that we wanted, it didn't go the way we wanted it to. So now we're in this space and we're feeling lost because now maybe we've stayed there so long that things are continuing to happen and maybe it's compounding that. So we have to find a way to, yes, address it. Feel what you need to feel, but then let's move forward. How do we move forward? And the first thing is, yes, giving yourself permission to feel lost and understand that, you know what? It's not a failure. Just because it didn't go the way you thought it should go. It didn't go the way you wanted it to go. That is fine. Like, that is life. But instead of taking it as, oh my gosh, I failed again, or that didn't work, or I'm so whatever, fill in the blank, but don't fill in the blank. But you know what I mean? We go through these times and it's like we sit up here and we beat ourselves up. But what if we flip that, sis? What if we said, you know what? Yeah, on my mind, in my mind, that sounded great. That looked great. I could envision that. And I started making steps and taking steps and it didn't quite go that way. But you don't give up because it wasn't a failure. What did you learn from that now you can use to push forward? That you say, you know what? This is still what I need. This is still what I want. This is still what I desire. But let me pivot a little bit. Let me change a little bit. And so now that failure now becomes an invitation to do it different. Or maybe it's an invitation to be like, you know what? I don't need it at all. And maybe in this moment, I thought I needed this. And guess what? I didn't need that at all. And now you need to completely 180 and change. And that's perfectly fine too, okay? And I think that's the other thing. We feel like these things are failure. So we will stay stuck in something way longer than we needed to. A job, a relationship, a friendship, whatever it is, right? We will stay stuck there because instead of just addressing it and moving on and getting in alignment with him and with us, we will sit there because we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. We don't want to be looked at and thinking like somebody else is looking at us as we are, horrible and we failed. We will stay there and deal with that, which continues to compound and make it worse. So I am giving you permission, not that you need it, not that you asked for it, but I am giving you permission to feel lost. I am giving you permission to say, you know what? I think it's time to change. I think it's time to start pivoting a little bit. I think it's time to honor myself and honor my goals and my dreams, honor my family, whatever that looks like. I am giving you that permission to do that today because it is imperative that you show up in your best self. And if your heart is broken, lean on the Lord. He will heal it for you. And then to see how things will open up, how they will change, how you will now just everything will start clicking into place and you'll be like, wait, how? I've done all of this. I've made all of this effort and I never got anywhere. And now I've turned it over and now I'm allowing myself to be healed. Now I'm taking the steps to the things that are going to bring me joy and happiness. And now things are working out because what we feed is what's going to grow. So if you are stuck and wanting to be lost and using that as a crutch or an excuse, I'm going to pray for you because you're not going to be happy there. But if you're ready to turn that around, if you're ready to say, you know what, I am ready to serve in my best, my biggest, my best, then this is for you. So no, it's not the be all end all because you're not where you thought you were going to be. This is a new start, a beginning, an invitation for you to turn that around. And I am so excited to be here. So let me know what that is for you. What is that thing that you're going to start? Because not that Jada said it, but because you've said it, because you know it, because it's inside of you. And it's probably been whispering and nagging and poking at you. And you've been shutting the door, sweeping it under the rug. And I'm telling you now, take the blinders off, take the noise cancellation headphones off. Open your eyes and you walk in your purpose and you unblock your purpose and you take those small steps so you get that momentum and then you're going and you're thriving and you're amazing and you're showing up and someone is now looking at you like, wait a minute, sis. And now you have your story to share. And that is what I am praying for you. So let us know in the community how you're going to do that. And I can't wait. I can't wait for you to get on the other side. All right. I will see y'all next week. And until then, love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.